Section 3. How to save money and use less energy in your home. Electricity suppliers who participate in the Warm Home Discount Scheme offer a discount of £140 on your electricity bill if you're eligible. You will qualify for this discount automatically if, on the 10th of July 2016, all of the following apply. Namely, your electricity supplier was part of the scheme. Your name or your partner's name is on the bill. And you were getting the guarantee credit element of pension credit, even if you get the savings credit as well. You may also qualify if you're on a low income or receive certain other benefits. To find out more, call your energy supplier or go to citizensadvice.org.uk/consumer/energy-supply/get-help-paying-your-bills/grants-and-benefits-2-help-you-pay-your-energy-bills. Or visit gov.uk/the-warm-home-discount-scheme/what-you'll-get. There are government initiatives available that can help you save money by being more efficient with energy. In England, there's the Energy Companies Obligation. In Wales, there's the Energy Companies Obligation and NEST. And in Scotland, the Energy Companies Obligation and HEAPS, the Home Energy Efficiency Programme Scotland. The Energy Companies Obligation, the ECO, aims to get efficient boilers and insulation into the homes of vulnerable people. It can help you in three ways. The Carbon Emissions Reduction Obligation focuses on hard-to-heat homes, for example by funding solid and cavity wall insulation. The Home Heat Cost Reduction Obligation, also known as the Affordable Warmth Scheme, helps with the cost of loft or cavity wall insulation, boiler repairs and replacements if you or someone else in the household gets certain benefits. You must also own your home, have a mortgage, or be a tenant in a privately owned property. And the Carbon Saving Communities Obligation helps with insulation and glazing if you live in a specified postcode area or live in a low-income household in a rural area. Rural area means you live in private or social housing in a population of under 10,000 homes, and you or someone who lives with you gets certain benefits. In England and Wales, find out more by visiting your local Citizens Advice Bureau, or call the Energy Saving Advice Service for advice. To find out if you're eligible, call 0300 123 1234. In Scotland, call Home Energy Scotland on 0808 808 2282. In Wales only, there's NEST, the Welsh Government scheme to help households in Wales reduce their fuel bills. NEST can advise and support you in saving energy, making your home more energy efficient, checking benefit entitlement to ensure you're getting all the income you're entitled to, and advising you on money management. You could also get energy improvement measures for your home at no cost if you receive a means-tested benefit, such as child tax credit, and live in a property that's privately owned or privately rented and has an energy efficiency rating of E, F or G. This often applies to older, larger homes. Call NEST on 0808 808 2244 or go to nestwales.org.uk. HEAPS is the Scottish Government's initiative, launched in 2013, to help households reduce bills and make their homes more energy efficient. Area-based schemes are local to your area and are being run by local authorities to provide help to households experiencing fuel poverty. They're funded partly by the Scottish Government and partly through the Energy Companies Obligation. Measures available include solid wall insulation, cavity wall insulation and heating systems. With the cashback scheme, the Scottish Government is offering owner-occupiers, private and social tenants and registered private sector landlords a rebate towards installing eligible energy efficiency measures for properties in council tax bands A, B or C. The measures must be recommended in the pre-installed Green Deal Advice report for the property. The scheme is available on a first-come, first-served basis and is subject to available funding. Landlords can receive loan funding for a maximum of 5 properties. The HEAPS loan scheme is open to owner-occupiers and registered private sector landlords in Scotland. An interest-free loan up to £10,000 is available to install measures such as solid wall insulation, double glazing or new boilers. The repayment period depends on the amount you borrow. Successful applications will be subject to an admin fee. You mustn't start work until you've received an offer under the HEAPS loan scheme, which is available on a first-come, first-served basis and is subject to available funding. Landlords can receive loan funding for a maximum of 5 properties. Under the HEAPS loan programme, gas infill loans are available to help owner-occupiers and private sector landlords with the cost of connecting to the gas grid. This scheme provides interest-free loan funding for gas connection costs and the installation of a gas central heating system. It's available to individuals who want to connect to the gas grid, or where the property is included in a gas infill project or gas grid extension project. Loans are available from £500 to £5,000. Landlords can receive loan funding for a maximum of 5 properties. Successful applications are subject to an admin fee. The scheme is available on a first-come, first-served basis and is subject to available funding. You can get more details on these schemes, as well as energy efficiency advice, details of low-cost energy tariffs and advice on how to make the most of your income by calling Home Energy Scotland on 0808 808 2282 or visit the energysavingtrust.org.uk/Scotland. For information on HEAPS, go to eas.org.uk. There's a range of things that you can do to make your house more energy efficient and cut your energy bills. Speak to your energy supplier, or for independent advice, call the Energy Saving Trust in England and Wales on 0300 123 1234 or Home Energy Scotland on 0808 808 2282. Visit gov.uk/energy-grants-calculator. And here are some top tips for saving energy. If you have a timer on your central heating system, set the heating and hot water only to come on when you want, for example 30 minutes before you get up in the morning, and turn it off 30 minutes before you're due to leave or go to bed. If you have a hot water tank, set the cylinder thermostat either to 60 degrees Celsius or 140 degrees Fahrenheit. Cylinder thermostats are usually fitted between a quarter and a third of the way up to the hot water cylinder. Close your curtains at dusk to stop heat escaping through the windows and check for drafts around the windows and doors. Always turn off the light when you leave a room. Don't leave appliances on standby. Remember not to leave laptops and mobiles on charge unnecessarily. When you're doing the washing, try to fill up your machine, tumble dryer or dishwasher. One full load uses less energy than 2 half loads. Try to boil only as much water in the kettle as you actually need. A dripping hot water tap can waste enough energy in a single week to fill half a bath, so fix leaking taps and make sure they're fully turned off. Consider getting a smart meter and in-home display installed when you're offered one by your energy supplier. The in-home display will show you how much energy you're using, so you can work out where there may be opportunities to use less energy and save money. The government wants all households to have a smart meter by 2020. Do a home energy check to find out about savings of up to £250 a year on household energy bills. Visit energysavingtrust.org.uk/domestic/home-energy-check. In Scotland, visit energysavingtrust.org.uk/domestic/home-energy-check-scotland. Use this check to get a full report with details of your home's energy use and the savings you could make. Here's an example with the name changed. John, 61 years old, working full-time, lives with his wife in a 3-bedroom property they have a mortgage on. John and his wife have been paying £114 a month for their gas and electricity with British Gas. It increased slightly last winter. John received a bill in the new year for £873 and requests to increase the monthly payments to £224 each month. John said that his gas and electricity usage hadn't increased significantly. He had no idea how his bill could be so high. His account was in credit to the tune of nearly £200, but then moved into a significant debt. So John went to his local Citizens Advice Bureau to try and get to the bottom of it. John's gas use seemed excessive, and after querying the gas appliances and heating system in his home, the amount billed seemed to be an inaccurate reflection of his actual usage. John kept a record of his meter readings for over a month, which confirmed that his usage could be considered average. However, according to John's recent bill, his estimated annual gas usage was 30,184 kilowatt-hours, nearly three times the national average. When this was queried with British Gas, who suggested that John's usage was in fact average for a property of this size and the bill was accurate, Citizens Advice challenged it and asked for any action to be suspended on the account in the meantime. During the conversation with the supplier, the advisor suggested that John had an old imperial dial meter calculated in cubic feet. After analysing John's bill, the advisor suggested it was a newer digital metric meter calculated in cubic metres, which was later confirmed in photographs. These photographs were forwarded to British Gas, who acknowledged their mistake and promised to re-bill John. John then received a recalculated bill, which had resulted in a swing of some £1,200. John's account was now close to £300 in credit. Citizens Advice then helped John to switch supplier, resulting in a further saving of £330 a year. So John achieved a saving of around £1,530 as a result of two appointments with his local Citizens Advice as part of the Energy Best Deal project. John was obviously delighted. The local Citizens Advice energy champion then held a follow-up call with John around 4 weeks after his last appointment. John was delighted with the progress made and the outcome of his case. He acknowledged that before his Energy Best Deal project appointments, he didn't know what he could do to improve his situation. But this has now changed, and John felt much more confident about tackling this sort of issue in the future.